We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
And thanks for joining me for another Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us. Powered by the Buzz CRM. So we've talked about it extensively on the program. Listen, do you want to stop talking about this particular great platform with such a low barrier to entry? You want to go ahead and stop talking about how many marketing tools you can go ahead and stop juggling with and the subscriptions that you know are just being hampered? Like, listen, technology changes. Sometimes you just need a new platform that will just do more for you in one login. Isn't that what everybody wants? So are you tired of me talking about this? How about AI handling your emails, social media, personalized workflows, connecting with customers everywhere? Yeah, you want all that. You want me to stop talking about it. Then go order it. TheBuzzCRM.com. It's a low barrier to entry. You're going to sign up. You're going to be happy you did. There are so many different platforms you can go and work on with this, different modules. It's all in one. 500 tools to manage every aspect of your marketing. I don't know what else you need for me to do except tell you TheBuzzCRM.com. If you haven't put that down, write that down, please. TheBuzzCRM.com. You'll be happy that you did. Now, joining me on the program at this time, I want to go ahead and welcome a gentleman that is designing a company right now that's delving deep into his business and philosophy and intricacy. Oh, we're going to start that again. Hold on. And now on Grassroots Marketing, we're going to go ahead and talk about the business philosophy and the intricacies of the hash market. I'm here with the founder of Nasha Hash, N-A-S-H-A, Nasha Hash, and it's Baron Lutz. Thanks for being on with us. Baron, thanks for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to the podcast.
And my pleasure. So there's been a lot, and we haven't talked much about hash in a while, but I'm always surprised and I'm always interested in those companies that come in here because it is an acquired taste, I guess you could say, but it's very popular. And of course, we've known that people who have consumed hash or have had it in some way for centuries upon centuries. So Nasha Hash emphasizes traditional hash baking techniques and quality ingredients. Now, Baron, given the increasing industrialization of cannabis extraction and processing, how do you balance preserving traditional methods with the need for scalability, consistency, and a rapidly and changing, expanding market, and also ensuring the sourcing practices align with your commitment to quality in a supply chain that can be opaque and consistent?
That's an amazing question. Thank you so much. Kind of starting off with supply chain. So I started the company and we've been based in Humboldt County, California. And what that's allowed us to do is source from some of the world's best outdoor full-term farms. You have legacy growers there that have been growing sometimes for generations, which is really unique to Northern California as far as the U.S. I mean, obviously, you have different parts in the world where, like Morocco and India, you have generations growing cannabis and making it into hash as well. But I think for the U.S. market, the consolidation of knowledge that's there in Humboldt County is truly amazing. So we've been blessed to kind of open the business in the heart of Humboldt County, and that has allowed us to really source what I think is some of the best cannabis in the world. When it also allows us to have a deep connection with the community and farmers. You know, I meet the farmers at the farmer's market. I meet the farmers at the grocery shop that I work with. I'm able to go to the farms and kind of do audits, talk with them about integrate their pest management, their feeding, It's really pretty intimate, rather than if I was based in San Diego and I just had bags and bags of, you know, biomass coming to me and with just a random farm number. So we've really been able to work with farms. I'm really inspired by almost having like a winemaker vineyard relationship, where you're working really in depth with the people growing your grapes. It's kind of very similar to what we do in cannabis.
It is amazing where there are companies, and it is something about California that is a hub for finding hash cultivators and being able to go and do this. So what it comes down to is, like, I remember going back and looking back at some of the old notes and the fact of how it goes back to 900 CE across the Indian subcontinent, modern day Middle East, and later on to Africa. Something about getting into having hash and still having people being interested in it. What do you think that is, that is still the interest today to kind of just go into almost like an ancestral feel of enjoying cannabis in this way?
So I think when you're looking at a broad spectrum of time, you know, I think humans found this plant that they really enjoy. And so hash was all about preserving the plant, and being able to transport it easily. And so I think that's where kind of hash got its origination. It's kind of traveling in the Silk Road. And, you know, instead of having a huge caravan full of, you know, cannabis, it's much easier to concentrate it down into hash. And so I think that's kind of the origins of why hash became popular, especially around Europe, and originating in China, the Middle East, and India. So that's why I think, you know, it's preserved all of these years. You know, I don't know how much it's talked about, but there's still a beautiful traditional market, you know, happening all over the world. So instead of shipping packs and pounds, it's always easier to ship. Not that we do any of that. But I think that same reasoning why people did it in the Silk Road thousands of years ago kind of still holds true. I feel like, did that answer your question kind of?
Pretty much. But I'll tell you, the one thing is that while you have an understanding and there's a community within that really can enjoy hash, but there's also the part where you want to be able to go ahead and have more adoption, a lot more adoption into people wanting to go ahead and try out. If they're enjoying cannabis and enjoying other products, would they like to go ahead and sample hash and see what's the real buzz about? Because I imagine it's a lot that you had to do with Nash Hash about educating consumers about the nuances and the regions where flower and concentrates dominate and how you combat common misconceptions about hash and elevate the status. Like, how do you go ahead and draw it and say, you know what, you should try this?
So, you know, it's interesting because I've been dealing with this kind of problem of adoption for a long time. When we first started the company, it was really just old school style bubble hash and temple balls. What we've done over the years is get really good at making high quality hash. So if you look at our product offering, we offer infused pre-rolls, which is like a great way to start getting into hash because all you have to do is light it. We also make all-in-one vaporizers. Literally all you have to do is inhale. So what we've done is taken hash and taken our single process and adapted it to go into multiple different types of products. And I think that's what has made hash more accessible over the years. I mean, we work with some companies that take our hash and make it into little tablets. We work with other companies that take our hash and make it into gummies and chocolates. And so I think right now it's not all about just enjoying hash in a three-hole pipe or enjoying it in a spliff like it was traditionally done, but it's about consuming hash in whichever way is more convenient. Because the high, I feel, is a lot more well-rounded. You know, if I eat, you know, a very strong distillate edible or I vaporize a really strong distillate vaporizer, sometimes I get a one-dimensional high. And when I'm consuming those, when hash is made into those form factors and then I'm consuming it, I feel like I get a warm blanket sort of high. You know, I still get that little bit of psychedelic high, but also it has its grounding to it. And that's really important because you haven't stripped everything out of what's there in the plant when you're concentrating.
It's amazing what you've done in the product line and what you've been able to do in the process of developing hash and getting it made for product. Because when I look around,
when your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Now, just the product, you have unpressed and pressed hash. And then you have various series of pre-rolls and multi-packs and live rosins. And it's really amazing what you have here. And also vapes, the live rosin vapes I should make mention of as well. Now, for people to go and take a look, website is nashahash.com. N-A-S-H-A-H. A-S-H. There we go. N-A-S-H-A-H-A-S-H. It's the spelling. I want to go through it quickly because I might just go and catch people off guard. But now also, with these products, are very premium. And I want to just go ahead and know what you do about weighing out the premium products with a good price point and the metrics you use to measure that perceived value that consumers will get. And then also, you know, even the fact of wanting to make sure that you have the quality and there's like a seal of approval, because there could be other, you know, nefarious outlets out there that could be trying to create possible counterfeit products that could take away at a reputation like a Nasha hash.
So, I mean, the number one source of our quality is our sourcing. You can't make great hash without having great inputs. And so really of what we do is respect our relationship with the farmer. You know, we make sure to pay them higher than market prices, right? That allows us to really have them focus on the relationship. You know, in a point where people are always in a market where people are always trying to beat them down in pricing, we do the opposite. And we try to give them the most amount of money as possible by keeping a fixed margin. I think that's something really unique in our industry. We kind of see it happen in coffee and chocolate with fair trade coffee and fair trade chocolate, but it hasn't really been done in cannabis. And so we run something called a fair trade hash program, where we're sharing profits with the farmer. And so that kind of creates a flywheel of quality, because then everybody wants to work with us, but they can only work with us if they have high quality. And then everybody that's working with us, you know, continues to produce high quality because they want to continue to work with us. And so that's really the center of where we derive quality. Now, how do you get a balance in a product line so we can have something affordable for people and accessible? And that we accomplish by having different inputs. So a good deal of our products are made from trim. And so trim's more accessible. We do pay the farmers way more than market rate for their trim. But it's still way cheaper than kind of doing a whole flower or whole plant live extract. And so that's how we're able to create products that are more accessible to people. But then, you know, we do other things where we take the whole plant, go whole plant fresh frozen, make it into live hash, make it into rosin, make it into vapes. That's really where my passion lies,
right?
Because that's what I've been aiming to do all my life, is make just beautiful hash.
Now, I got to ask you this. The process that comes in, I mean, I know California has a different entry when it comes to what their compliance issues and what they ask for in terms of what their quality needs to be done there for their regulations. And there's been a lot of stuff also in terms of, you know, the taxation, but that's another story for another day. But you mentioned the inputs that you're getting your hash from, the sustainability and ethical sourcing, and how it's important to customers. And I want to know what you do about addressing those concerns and what you do to minimize environmental footprint and ensure fair labor practices. Like, part of the thing is that it's doing good and giving back, because obviously in Humboldt County, there's that very much that kind of aspect. Tell me what you do in that respect.
Well, so as far as kind of being a good steward to the land, you know, a lot of the farms we work with, You know, they're building soil, they're building hugel beds where they're gathering stuff from the forest, and then they're inoculating with mycelium. They're using kind of whole inputs as far as compost teas. And so that really helps minimize kind of the impact rather than, you know, if you take a piece of land, put a bunch of cement down, put a bunch of pots in there, and then you're feeding with salt-based fertilizer. It's a very different kind of impact on the environment and the land. And then a lot of the farms we work with, they're actually living on site. They're raising their families on site. So it's almost like a home garden rather than mass agriculture. And, you know, we really hope we can preserve that because it's been going on in Northern California for a long time. But that way of life and that way of cultivating is definitely in danger right now. And so we hope to kind of highlight that and continue that supply chain.
Talk to me, Baron, about building the brand and creating that strong community and brand identity, because for hash, I mean, it is a different workaround. I mean, it's not a market. It's very niche driven. So I want to go and find out what it is that you go ahead and how you're going to target your audience and differentiate yourselves from the competition and creating, you know, the sense of hash culture and drawing more people into it.
Well, I think our job is really to take it out of the niche. And so we were really focused on just the niche of hash for a lot of years. And right now, what we're focusing on is how to make hash really accessible. So if you know how to light a pre-roll and enjoy pre-rolls, you know, you can enjoy a hash pre-roll with flower that's been sourced in a certain manner. You know, if you're a vapor, right, you don't want combustion in your lungs, you can enjoy hash with our vape products. So I feel like at this point, the company's been around for about 9 years. We're looking to turn everything around and make hash not niche. And there's a huge solventless movement. You know, people use the word solventless, but essentially what they're meaning is hash and cold water hash or dry sift hash or rosin. So it's not only us pushing the narrative of this form of products, but we've seen huge companies that are, you know, in the top five companies in California. They all have solventless lines. And what they mean by solventless is it's really hash based.
Wow. So let's go ahead and see how you can target the audience now. If I give you a minute to go ahead and tell people as we go and direct them over to nashahash.com and ASHAHASH.com. Tell people about the products and take a minute to go and let people know why they should get involved in a hash culture, why NashaHash should be their go-to for hash.
I think we really make an amazing product with an emphasis on it being clean as well as really flavorful. So if you're looking for something clean, you're looking for something flavorful, you're looking something that supports a legacy supply chain, we're kind of the best option out there.
Just like that. And as we said before, you take a look and the fact they have, you know, live rosin. Oh, tell me about live rosin vapes also, because what do you feel is the best method of, you know, enjoying the hash, whether it's pressed, unpressed, or if it's done in a pre-roller vape?
I really think it's up to the consumer of how they consume, and they can integrate hash into any way that they consume. So, you know, you have diehard hash smokers who have been smoking spliffs with tobacco, you know, they're going to mix it with tobacco and smoke a spliff. You know, but say you can't roll a spliff or, you know, smoke tobacco somewhere, you know, we make a vape. But it's just, you know, if you don't want any combustion or vaporization in your lungs, right, you know, you could consume our product in like one of our partner brands who we supply to, like Level. Level does amazing hash tabs. You know, you can eat these 10 milligram hash tabs. There's no sugar in there. You don't have to eat like a bunch of gummies, you know, if you're not looking to eat a bunch of sugar, but you can still get the effect. So I think it's really not about, you know, how is hash, how can like anyone smoke unpressed hash or a rolled temple ball? Because it's kind of scary for people. You know, hash seems to be very strong and you need specialized equipment. So it's really about, do you want the cleanest concentrate out there? And do you want the most kind of holistic experience in the high? And the way you do that is integrating hash into however you consume cannabis. And we have an option for all everybody pretty much.
Well, and that's the thing is that, I mean, if you want to get somebody to get used to and get, you know, accustomed to hash, then they should get the live rosin vape. I mean, for right there, I love the look of the vape itself and just saw in the first place. 100% live rosin oil, no additives or chemicals. And also just even with what you do in the pure sense of the quality, having as a cold cure live rosin, you also have that made available. And again, multi-packs, pre-rolls, so much more, a saltless experience. And Baron Lutz, who's been with here with Nasha Hash, you know, I really found out of Nasha Hash. Thank you again for being all with me here on Grassroots Marketing. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Yeah, my pleasure. If you're ever in California, we would love to give you a facility visit and let you try our entire portfolio of products.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games. Or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.